Okay. BCS Championship Game Audio. That is the segment you have tuned into now.
Awesome.
And we're going to end with Tom's because I feel confident that you will feel that's a high.
Let's do it.
All right.
So, without knowing what Tom has, here's what's in my audio bag.
Well, let me just tease ahead a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever heard Tom's girlfriend talk before?
No.
You're going to in a few minutes.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
Are you about to tune out now?
There you go. Contracted to be here till at least 3:20. All right. So, and that's 4:20 Eastern time.
Tell me about it.
Let's start with Brent. Big game Brent. Brent Musburger. Who makes a really odd point as they come back from halftime. Now, understand, this is halftime. And here's Brent's big point to convey to you that, boy, do we have a good game on our hands.
Welcome back to the second half of the Tostitos BCS National Championship, brought to you by the Fiesta Bowl. You look down on our stadium, a buzz, no one leaving. Auburn and Cam Newton lead Oregon and LaMichael James by 5 points as we get ready to start the
game. Hey, why would they leave at halftime?
Nobody left.
And there's a 5-point lead.
Wait a second.
I was so shocked when I saw it. It wasn't
like
empty.
Everyone is still here, and we're about to start the second half.
Unbelievable.
Unprecedented.
Wow, that never happens.
And is it?
It's 16-11.
I expected 80,000 people, like the Jews of the Bible, wandering the desert.
Israelites.
Wandering.
Second day in a row.
That is second day in a row.
That's history.
That's how we compete
and
with the other station.
Is it the Tostitos?
Right.
National Championship brought to you by the Fiesta Bowl?
Because they had a Fiesta Bowl before, right?
I think he had it backwards. The Fiesta Bowl brought to you by Tostitos would make more sense, not Tostitos brought to you by the Fiesta Bowl.
Play the whole thing again. So what did he say about people not leaving? Play it again.
Welcome back to the second half of the Tostitos BCS National Championship, brought to you by the Fiesta Bowl.
Oops.
You look down on our stadium, a buzz, no one leaving. Auburn and Cam Newton lead Oregon and LaMichael James by 5 points as we get ready to start the third quarter.
I just remember Eric Nadel saying it's the top of the fourth and nobody's left yet.
Well, play Tom's first Brent one because it's just a Brent.
Yeah, he should know this.
Tom thinks this is a big miscue. What do you think, Sportsterm? Would you bully him on this?
The University of Phoenix Stadium, Glendale, Arizona. 45 minutes away from downtown Scottsdale, where a lot of the activities were centered. This is the home of the Phoenix Cardinals of the National Football League.
You know,
come on,
you
have old any man. Bullying?
They stopped calling them the Phoenix Cardinals in what year?
93.
1993?
93.
Come on, old man.
It's been 17 years.
Phoenix Cardinals.
Yeah.
Wow, that is old man. But, of course, so is he. All right, here is a big pass, Oregon. And, I got to give Chip Kelly some credit. He runs a crazy, crazy offense. But he was like New Hampshire's offensive coordinator like 2 years ago. So... now he's coach of a team in the national title game, so it's obviously working for him, this crazy offense. Like, Dan, if he did run the power eye, he probably would still be at New Hampshire. But this is his way to shoot to the top.
Yeah.
Whatever gets you there, right? Well, what he does is right after any sort of transition, he goes right for the jugular, like first play. This was right after their fake punt, which was really an odd fake punt and just a panic throw, it looked like, but they championed how accurate he was with his panic throw. Whatever. First play is they're throwing it deep, and Brent calls touchdown at the 10-yard line. Here it is.
There's a play action. Darren Thomas runs deep, high, touchdown. Oh, my God. He's turned down on the 3-yard line. What a play. Oh, what a catch by the young man. And McNeil saves the score.
Yeah, you call
me 3 yards.
Well, he really called a touchdown early.
It isn't like he just missed the pylon or something. He yells touchdown, then he says tripped up at the three.
When he calls touchdown, he's at the it was a circus catch. It was awesome. But he's surrounded by Auburn Tigers. Surrounded.
That was a great catch.
Oh, yeah. But
that's a Harry Carey calling home run at a warning track shot.
Yes. Our next one, Jeff Mayle, who is... just understand, he's a draftable player, Dan. When I found my list of guys to look for the draft, the draft you know, the draft businesses tell me to keep an eye on these players when you're watching these games, just to be sure. Well, one of them, they said, keep an eye on Jeff Mail. I start the game and I realize, well, Jeff Mail happens to be a white wide receiver. But anyone who has Google knows he's supposed to go in this April's draft. Brent talks about him all night like, oh, what a cute story. They let this white guy play. And he, hey, little buddy, you won a contest. Yeah, this is your big chance to get to play football. And kind of condescending all night about Jeff Mail. And I thought this was a great lunch pail, very underrated lunch pail. But he worked it in here on this catch in the fourth quarter.
Plays him, says, you know, he is really sneaky fast. And the
accuracy, like, have you ever heard them say?
A black guy is never sneaky fast.
Michael James was not sneaky fast.
No, he is a fast twitch phenom, we've learned. But
sneaky smart.
Jeff Mail is sneaky fast.
Yeah.
Like, you look at him and you're like, dude.
You would never think he's fast. Look.
Yeah, it's like, he might have.
Doesn't look fast.
Spelling bee. He might look like a really good speller, but you don't look fast, sir. And then we end the game with Brent, and he kind of went Jim Nantz here. I kind of hit my forehead, and here it is.
It's the snap, and it's the hold. Trying to make sure they get it down.
This is all the Tostitos.
Man, I feel like my surround sound is drowning it out here.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Your
crab mic is very low.
You had your crab mic up too loud, Bob.
I'll work on that.
Yes, you can.
I'm just standing there with you.
I'll work on this. It's the new TV.
Oh, you got a new TV? Oh, is this the office TV?
Yeah, and the surround sound needs to be backed off for these cuts, apparently.
So does Killer have to come in and set everything up in your living room for you to watch TV?
It seemed good this morning. I don't know. I'm sorry.
Okay, so Tom was sports bullying all last night. First of all, Brent messed up that fact. The tiny fact, right? That 15 years ago he's referred to the team?
Yeah, tiny fact.
It's a pretty big one.
At least he didn't call him St. Louis, right?
Right. Yeah, he had that going for him.
The Texas Cowboys might notice.
And then this one is the mixed up sports analogy, right?
Yeah, Kirk Herbstreit got in the act. He's talking about this boxing analogy.
Dyer, another first down run.
If we're watching a boxing match and you're watching two guys stand in the ring, right now this Auburn offense is just kind of jabbing and jabbing and jabbing, and pretty soon they go for the home run.
Yeah, really not. They really don't go for a home run in a boxing match.
Yeah, maybe they go for a knockout a little bit.
Yeah, right. They don't really go for a home run.
How bizarre.
Right.
They're bunting and bunting and bunting.
So after the game, I'm thinking about this, and my girlfriend is listening to music during the game. She didn't hear any of this, and she's not a sports fan. So I bring her over, and I decide to ask her about this analogy to see if she knows more about boxing than Kirk Herbstreit.
All right, in a boxing match, if a fighter is throwing a lot of short punches, they're called jabs.
Mm-hmm.
When they throw a big punch, a big powerful punch, what are they trying to do to their opponent?
Knock them out, right?
Right.
What?
That's right.
Well, what are you trying to get at? I don't get it. What the f***?
As you can tell, I really didn't set her up at all for
when
this.
When Groobs heard that, he's like, oh yeah, that's Randy.
Oh yeah.
She have a potty mouth or something?
A little bit.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Makes her even hotter.
Mm-hmm. It does.
Kids. Kids these days, huh?
Well,
and
well.
Did you wash your mouth out with soap?
Oh, did I ever. Then after the game.
Oh, wait a minute.
Then after the game, they're giving
don't
away.
Don't tell us about after the
so
game.
She knows. No, he's talking about during the broadcast.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Yeah,
right. Not that.
She fired that shirt off.
Right.
And Tom and his girlfriend after the game.
Then after the game, they're giving away the MVP awards, offensive and defensive MVPs.
Yes.
And I was struck for the, I don't mean to dabble in stereotypes, but Auburn University, a university in the Deep South, maybe the players aren't going to be, I don't know, real talkative. Maybe they're going to be slow.
Just well, say
you
got it, Tom.
John Saunders, an Ivy League educated individual, interviewing Auburn football players, and I was struck by the fast talking. Here first is Mr. Fairley.
This is the highest scoring offense in college football, and they put only 19 points on the board against you guys.
Well, they was not able to block the front four as a beauty. You know, Antoine Carter, he did a hell of a job out there on the end, especially Mike Brunk on their side with me. You know, those guys, I got to be
into
for my seniors.
Have John Saunders slowly
right.
As a defense this year, man, we bent a lot, but we never broke. And we came out here, we said we're going to hold
it. But is that sped up?
No, not sped up at all.
Oh, my God.
Congratulations to you as well.
He didn't understand a word he said.
Right. Well,
he didn't have any follow-up questions.
Did you have a closed caption running at that time?
No, I
wouldn't keep up with
it. No,
question mark. What the hell?
Now, if he had problems with Nick Fairley, I know Saunders had problems with Michael Dyer.
You know, I was just going out there trying to make a play, do something special for our team, and keep my feet moving, and do what Kobayashi teaches me to do, just keep my feet moving, and we went out here and played hard tonight, so I just, you know, I'm glad to be here with my teammates.
Again, the defense has played so tough. You guys have been in this situation so many times. Do you feel that made a big difference, the fact that you've played close games and had to play from behind before?
I mean, it was good. Our defense, you know, our defense came out there and played good. No one gave me respect, you know, no opportunities to go out there and play and win games for us. But tonight they won the game. They stopped them when we needed to stop. You know, they played excellent defense for us tonight. And our offense came out there and we played real hard, too. So, you know, played a team game tonight.
Michael, congratulations.
Can you say greenies? Wow.
Man.
So then I got to wondering. Then I got to wondering. I did a lot of wondering last night.
Boy, you did.
Yeah. What it would sound like
called
if ESPN...
your girlfriend back in there.
Right.
If ESPN had decided, you know what, let's interview both of these players at the same time. So, so guys, what was the key to beating Oregon and winning this BCS title game?
And I was going out there and keep my feet moving.
Again, the defense has played so tough. You guys have been in this situation so many times. Do you feel that made a big difference, the fact that you've played close games and had to play from behind before?
I mean, it was good. Defense came out there and played good. No one gave me respect. You know,
The
way Saunders said it too, because he said, "You guys,"
right?
So he was talking to them both at
he
the
really
same
was.
Time.
It was amazing
because we have limited space on ESPN. We got to get to the start of Sports Center. We only have 5 minutes for this post game show.
Right. Man, they talk over each other.
We have to
like us
kind of fit it in there. Let me hear that one again. I like that.
And I was just going out there trying to make a play, do something special for our team, and keep my feet moving, and we went out and played hard tonight, so I'm glad to be here with my teammates.
Again, the defense has played so tough. You guys have been in this situation so many times. Do you feel that made a big difference, the fact that you've played close games and had to play from behind before?
I mean, it was good. Our defense came out there and played good.
So you're saying the race is to see who can finish their answer faster?
Right.
Like they have to read the whole page?
And we did that.
And they did
that.
That's
a great ending. Wow.
Out of Tom's mind. I don't know that anybody else thought that last night.
No one gives any respect tonight.
But Tom did. Salute, Tommy.
Yeah.
And the first Randy sighting of the air.
Put your hands together. Randy.
So that is
what?
The first step to eventually having her in studio.
And she throws the F word out. Way all to right. go, Randy.
That's my girl.
All right.
That's why you love her so.
Up next, gay.